You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Toss to Pollard, and there he goes! Tony Pollard, down the sideline, Jets are on! Touchdown, Dallas! 58 yards, and Tony Pollard just showed the world how fast he is. Another interception! And this is Watkins to the end zone. Carlos Watkins with a pick and a touchdown. And what a night for Dan Quinn's defense.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Friday, a football Friday, and one in which we've got more than just the NFL to dive into, because it's the biggest college football weekend of the year. Conference championship games, and they start tonight with the Pac-12 title game. Let's dive in here. We'll get to Pac-12, but Joe, I know yesterday we didn't get to spend as much time on the Big Ten title game, Michigan-Iowa. Let's start there. That game Saturday night, and it is obviously one that means a playoff spot for Michigan. If they could win this game, I believe they will win the game. The question is, do they cover the number? 10.5 against Iowa. You know, we talked to Michael Felder earlier in the show. He mentioned Iowa is going to be more disciplined. They're not going to let Michigan run all over them. The question is the other side. Is Iowa going to score enough points to cover this number? The total on the game is 43.5. My lean is Michigan's going to cover this number. I think they're not going to leave any doubt. I'm not saying they're going to score 35, but I don't think they're going to leave a doubt that they're a playoff team and they're going to cement their place in the college football playoff. I like Michigan in this game. I think if this was in October, right, off an Ohio State win, I might say, uh-oh, letdown spot. There's no letdown spot in the Big Ten title game.
The more and more we talk about all of these games, especially the Saturday ones and the history, how the favorites usually come through. Not that they always cover, but they come through. It feels like a way to attack this weekend is to put a lot of these favorites together in some money line parlays, maybe get some plus money there. And Michigan's one of those teams that I would put in there. It's amazing to think that at one point the Hawkeyes were number two in the country with this offense. I mean, if you look at EPA per play, they're 123rd in the country. They can't move the ball. And I get making the case for the defense. They're going to be more disciplined. I mean, the Wolverines just ran it down the Buckeyes' throats last Saturday. And it became evident pretty early. Like, wow, Michigan's actually going to do this, because Ohio State could do nothing to stop them. That's probably not going to be the case, but to cover the number of 11, I still lean Michigan, man. I mean, they are just so solid across the board. I mean, Hawkeyes, I get it. They have a great defense, but they can do nothing offensively, and that's always been the problem with them. And Michigan, not only do they have a strong defense, but they have the great run game. They have a solid offense overall. So I think they're going to do enough here to cover the number. I get being tempted by double digits in a Big Ten matchup, but I think Michigan, maybe not quite. They don't look as dominant as they did a week ago because of that specific matchup. But I would go Michigan to cover. That would be my lean here. Some of the other games I have a stronger opinion on, But picking this one, I'll have a bet on it. It's in prime time. Why the hell not? I'm going to have Michigan in some parlays for sure.
I think the Wolverines defense has an edge over Iowa's offense. And that'll probably be the difference. I like the Wolverines and Harbaugh's khakis to get the W.
I hope it happens. I really do. I'd love to see Michigan in there as the number two seed in the playoff in that 2-3 matchup.
Baylor, Oklahoma State. Now that number has moved. So we have gone from 4.5 up to 5.5. Baylor is now 5.5 point underdogs. The favorite is Oklahoma State. 46.5 is the number. As we mentioned when we first went through all these games this week, this game will be before the others. So there's not any of that like extra pressure on Oklahoma State where they know their fate and they know if they're in, they win. That's out. I mean, they're going to play before everybody else. They won't know if they really have a chance to make the playoff. They just got to go win the football game. So I don't factor any of that really into it. Oklahoma State's defense, Joe, you mentioned the other day, they've been really good. Really good. And as Pam awesome. Maldonado told us a couple days ago, right, Mike Gundy without the mullet is a different coach. I just 5.5 is a lot of points. Feels like a lot of points. Why is this number creeping up? Money
is
coming
this
in?
Bohannon?
Could be.
Bohannon information. Yeah. We still have uncertainty, I believe, and Friday morning, if he's going to be good to go tomorrow morning for Baylor. I mean, Baylor, it's been great what they've done. I mean, you talk about a turnaround from 2-7 to a 10-2 year. Both teams have been covering the number. Mm-hmm. And the Bears are 8-4 against the spread on the season. Last 11 games, Oklahoma State is 9-1-1. They are an elite squad. How do they bounce back after Bedlam? That's always the question. And I guess we're having the same conversation with Michigan, Ohio State. But, man, Gundy is everywhere. Like, is he looking for another job? Is he looking to go to Oklahoma? Like, every time I turn on the TV, I see Mike Gundy sitting in his office conducting another interview. They played in October. Okie State won by 10. So they covered this number. Wouldn't surprise me if we get up to 6 based on the direction this is going. My lean is to Oklahoma State. I'd like to go the under with a couple of really strong defenses, but that's a really low total for me. I can't quite get there. I think Oklahoma State ends up winning the game, and I would I'd also lean to them covering the point spread just with that lockdown defense. I don't think they're giving up much.
Yeah, it's interesting. Usually Oklahoma State's an offensive team, Aaron. They're more of a defensive team this year, and that maybe that's throwing people off a little bit.
I think Oklahoma State outplayed them when they played before. It wasn't by a lot, but I like Oklahoma State in this one. As long as they don't get tight and let the pressure of the situation get to them, I think they're going to win this game.
Yeah, Georgia, Alabama. Let's go to the SEC now.
I'm uncomfortable with all these favorites. How are you guys feeling?
I'm just curious because you said you kind of wanted to do a favorites money line parlay. So now that we've talked about a few of them, who would you put in looking at the board?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michigan. Probably Oklahoma State. Georgia. Cincinnati.
Everybody.
A lot of the big ones. Yeah. I mean, all of them, I guess. I'm not messing with the MAC game.
Let me just – I just popped it in just to see because you said, you know, that's how you find some plus money with some big favorites. Money line, right? Yep. If you go with the trend, you go with how Joe's kind of laying it out. OK State, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati, all money line, plus 192, almost 2-1.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Makes sense. I wouldn't mess with the Pitt-Wake Forest game.
We'll
get to that. That's a game you bet on the total, man.
It's 71. Be a lot of fun. It's insane.
It's going to be – Felder said that could hit by halftime.
I know I think he put the number at 70 by halftime, right? 5 touchdowns apiece before halftime. That's just insane. All right, let's go to Georgia, Alabama. They're not giving us the 7 yet. It's staying firm at 6.5 on FanDuel. Georgia is the favorite. The total in this game is 49.5. Let's attack that first. That feels high to me. I don't trust Georgia's offense. I don't think it is special. I think it's good enough. Their defense is amazing. You know, they have 4 or 5 guys on that defense I could see being first-round picks in the NFL draft. The defensive lineman, Jordan Davis, the linebacker that Michael Felder brought up in the first hour of the show. I mean, they've got NFL players. And we know Alabama has a defense. And we know their young quarterback has never gone up against a defense like this. How is this game getting into the 50s? I don't see that.
Well, we've seen these two teams get into the 50s plus many, many times. And some of these SEC championship games have been higher scoring games, but you're right.
But this defense of Georgia, different.
This defense of Georgia and this offense of Alabama too, right? Like lately, how much trust do you have in the Tide offense? Even though Bryce Young is the favorite right now for the Heisman, just the consistency is not there. You're waiting for them to have that separation in some of these games. Like they could easily lost to the Auburn. They could easily lost to LSU. Like all these one score victories, very concerning for me. And that's just something I can't quite break away from. Georgia's competition. That's the only thing holding me back this year. Some of these games before the year started that we thought were going to be very challenging, some tough tests for Georgia. At the end of the day, when you look back, like, oh, wait, they made a coaching change. Or, oh, they were one of the biggest disappointments. They were not a championship contender. So that's where we're at. And it's kind of strange to say that, to see a team dominate the SEC, go through that juggernaut, and then at the end we're like, I'm not sure if you're great. You're really, really good. But I'm not sure if you're great, laying 6.5 great against Nick Saban. But that's where I'm at. As long as we're inside of 7, I'm just fine. Like Felder said, if they're aggressive enough offensively, I don't think Alabama's going to be able to keep up.
So what about Alabama first half, plus 3.5? Do we think Kirby Smart's more likely to come out aggressive early or – you know, and again, with Alabama's defense being their strength, they're more likely to get worn down in the second half if Georgia keeps going at them. So I think if I were to, I think 6.5.
How many
the right
points
side.
Do you need? How many points do you need for Bama first half to cover 3 in the hook?
Do you only need 7?
7. That's what
10-7. 10-7. That might be.
If I'm gonna play Bama, that's how I would play it. I do like Georgia -6.
You wouldn't do full game.
No. Because I think they could get worn down in the second half.
Look, I know that the way we look at year-wide rankings doesn't apply here because I haven't played teams like Alabama. They've played a Bryce Young quarterback. But I look at the total. Georgia's allowing 6.9 points per game. I mean, just think about that for a second. Under a touchdown a game they allow. So even if Alabama scores 2 or 3 touchdowns, I mean, I don't see this game being high scoring. I would take the under. I like the way Paul laid out the Alabama case. I just feel like we're destined for like 20 to 14 in the fourth quarter. And then like you're kind of dancing around 6, 6.5. Do you see a blowout here? I don't think Saban's getting
blown out. I don't either. I'm thinking maybe taking Alabama plus the points. It could be a closer game. I think Georgia will win, but I have a feeling this could be a closer game and not a blowout.
Let me throw this out at everybody. If someone upsets this money line parlay that Joe kind of created for us, who's the team? Who's the team? We haven't even touched.
Tell us right now.
Yeah, who's Bama. The team? Bama. That's what I was going. I think it's Bama too. If someone ruins it, it's Saban.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Any worry on Houston, Cincinnati? That number's 10.5. I think Cincinnati covers the number.
The thing is, though, like, Alabama could cover, but do we think they'll win? It could be a closer game.
Well, right.
Like, because we were talking about a money line parlay.
I know.
I still feel good about Georgia winning, but I don't know if I kind of do like Alabama on the spread.
One score game. It could be. It'll be fun. That's the game I'm looking forward to more than any of these.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a no doubter. Houston, Cincinnati. I like the under. Both of these defenses are really
good.
I mean, Bearcats, for a couple of years now, they are a top five defense with Fickell having them rolling. Right. And let's not forget that Houston has won 11 straight games. They had the early loss, and they've been rolling. And we don't talk about them because they haven't been undefeated. Defensively, Egros addressed this as well, that they're underrated. I mean, I think they're better than underrated. They're number six in the country in EPA per play defensively, and I'm getting 52.5. I like the under that. I like that more than either side.
Yeah,
but I think Cincinnati wins.
They might be the best team that no one's just talked about this season, because obviously in that conference, Cincinnati is the story. The one thing I'll say about being interested in this SEC title game, from a futures perspective, the way Georgia wins, assuming they win, is going to throw the whole line off for the college football playoff. Like, if they hold Alabama to like 7 points, it's that number, whoever they play, right? Cincinnati, probably, or whatever, or Oklahoma State, that number is going to be super high, right? If they put on a show, it's going to be high.
If Aaron's right and Alabama covers, I don't think it's out that, I don't think Bama's out of the playoff. They might get in at four. Like, oh, that was a competitive game.
Let's do it
again.
That
wouldn't be a bad 1-4 playoff.
Yeah, it could happen. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Where are Paul and Joe O going with their contest picks? We'll break it down next, right here on the BetQL Network.
The NFL is heading into the home stretch, and they are giving us a big Week 13 divisional matchup between rivals Patriots and Bills. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger, because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I'm going to take the Buffalo side of this game. I think they'll give Mac Jones some problems here. Maybe the next matchup, New England wins. But in this one, I like Buffalo in a lower scoring game. And I will go an anytime touchdown score with the Buffalo defense. Throw that into your same game probably. Plus, when you win, you could pay in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up promo code BETQL before this Monday night matchup. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code BETQL so they know I sent you.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.